Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, the rest of the day going to be cloudy with limited sunshine. Chance still for some more thunderstorm activity. High of about 84 degrees. Right now in Kenosha with thunderstorms in the area, 68. In Burlington, just some light rain, 68 degrees. Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, thunderstorm, light rain, 69. And rain with some fog in Baton Field and Racine, it is 68 degrees. We have had some thunder, some rumblings, and some lightning and this and that. Some severe weather did come through southeast Wisconsin overnight. Didn't cause any major problems, though, just made a lot of noise, apparently. Produced a little bit of rain that our grass certainly needed, and we do have a chance for some more activity throughout the day, so stay up with the forecast just in case. Otherwise, going to be another hot, sticky one for us. An investigation by the South Shore Fire Department, Mount Pleasant Police Department, and Racine County Fire Investigation Task Force completed on Tuesday with no determination made into the cause of last Friday night's fire at 6618 Durand Avenue, where 49-year-old Lori Leisner was found dead inside. The fire occurring in Leisner's living room, but investigators could not positively determine how it began. As a result, the cause will officially remain undetermined, just like Leisner's cause of death so far, pending autopsy and other test results. Kenosha police investigating an incident from Tuesday afternoon in which a man did some off-roading through Washington Park with an SUV near the newly refurbished velodrome, then led officers on a pursuit north on Sheridan Road into Racine County. The man then stopped the vehicle, jumped out, and disappeared into a residential neighborhood, leaving officers to try and find him. The Racine Common Council last night approving a school safety partnership with Racine Unified that'll continue officers in select schools, but also using the community-oriented policing structure, plus expanding enforcement capabilities and coordination. Alderman, though, did have a few questions. Chief Art Howell said this will be inclusive of school resource officers, but now it becomes a police-supervised operation.
We're simply looking at more data. There's more things that go on in the schools. There's assaults, there's thefts, there's a lot of different things that go on. We will be now transforming the original group of truancy officers that we converted to burglary officers to school resource officers. So those officers will actually be working in the schools. And those officers, much like the community policing model that we're famous for nationwide, we don't even apply that philosophy in the schools now.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur, whose finance committee learned quite a bit about the plan, said after more than a year of planning, it is time to approve this.
There's been a lot of dialogue, debate, and discussion on this. We did get an email from the city attorney. It explains this from A to Z for the most part. And I think after all the hard work and effort that has went into this, that we should move forward with this. This is a great collaborative effort. Everything is pretty much spelled out, and I don't see any reason that we should defer this.
An 11-2 vote rejected sending the item to Committee of the Whole, followed by a 12-1 tally to approve the agreement. Alderman Steve Smetana, the lone dissenter. The agreement still needs a vote from the school board. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has filed drug charges against two men from Racine, 53-year-old Roberto Martinez and 66-year-old Arthur Vaughn, in unrelated cases of allegedly selling crack cocaine multiple times. Vaughn facing 4 felony drug counts, 6 counts of felony bail jumping, 4 felony manufacturing delivering drug charges against Martinez, and 1 count of cocaine possession. Vaughn appearing in court Tuesday, a preliminary hearing scheduled for July 13th. The initial appearance for Martinez delayed until today for the lack of an available interpreter. Both, though, remain in jail. And during an investigation into a crash on Green Bay's Zippin' Pippin' roller coaster last month, state inspectors found 4 code violations. The crash involving one train hitting another injured 3 people. The inspector's report, though, does not indicate what may have caused the crash. The code violations led to recommendations that the city of Green Bay provide appropriate training, maintain records properly, proper train staff training for their station there, and to secure the sensors involved with the train. State inspectors planning to return to Green Bay later in the week to continue their investigation. In the meantime, the ride at Bay Beach Amusement Park, one of the oldest wooden roller coasters used in the country, is still closed. A proposal to delay the enforcement of alternate side of the street parking in downtown Racine from the normal start of 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. for the safety of bar staff who have to clean up and close up, as well as bar patrons, supported by the Common Council without discussion last night. It came up in citizen comments. Bar owner J.J. McAuliffe, also with the local Tavern League, saying the problem is mainly downtown.
We have talked to our members, and our members are on board with concentrating on the downtown right now, because this isn't happening on the other sides of the city. We're not getting complaints from our members on the other sides of the city about getting these tickets. It's primarily been a downtown issue.
Meanwhile, it was former Alderman Greg Helding noting even the Public Works Commissioner said this won't impact their operations. Holly Verway is one of the bartenders who would benefit from that extra hour to at least move her vehicle.
We work from 7 p.m. till 3 a.m. When we go outside and there's a $20 ticket on our car, especially if we had a bad night, that can be 40% of our tip money. It's unfortunate. Sometimes we can't leave either. You know, if we're the only one in there, we can't just leave the bar unattended and just go move it real quick.
The council backing the Public Safety and Licensing Committee's recommendation to have the city attorney's office make the necessary ordinance amendment from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. on parking enforcement, affecting that is Main Street from State to 7th and then West on Villa Street. Every year, Racine County's Youth and Governance class is tasked with creating a unity project. Last year's group, they created the new county flag. This year's class, they may want to sell them to purchase new uniforms for the Sheriff's Department's Honor Guard. At the County Board's Government Services Committee meeting, the proposal was generally accepted, but a few questions needed to be answered first. Supervisor Monty Osterman saying that the project would involve more than just finding buyers for the county's new flag.
Part of the idea behind the Unity Project is that the YGs work through establishing a resolution and work through, cooperating with other departments like the finance department in this regard and the sheriff's department, so that they can bring together the entire program and get it to the point where the county board will approve this.
Osterman suggested a good time to start the sale of the flags coming up at the end of the month with the county fair. One of the staking points, where the money will come from to purchase the flags for sale at the fair and how many to order. The committee will gather again before next week's county board meeting. The Honor Guard, by the way, currently in the process of fundraising for new uniforms. The goal is $18,000. Right now they have about $3,000 in hand. Pope Francis offering comfort to the parents of the Wisconsin college student who was murdered in Italy, meeting early today with Bo Solomon's parents. The 19-year-old UW-Madison student's body pulled out of the Tiber River on Monday. Solomon had not been seen since late last week. He was in Rome to study at John Cabot University. A homeless man is under arrest, charged in connection with the death. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation apparently not tracking companies that outsource jobs despite the receipt of state funding. This according to Robert Craig with Citizen Action, based on an open records request.
When I made the open records request, the lawyers over there had to spend 11 hours going through each individual file folder for each company. So they weren't even aggregating the information. And the lawyers going through all the folders found zero notification.
Craig noting that WEDC adopted a 30-day advance notification policy in 2014 to give state policymakers early warning if a corporation that got state economic dollars planned to outsource any jobs or downsize more jobs than they were paid to create. And Racine-based S.C. Johnson's off-brand has been named the official insect repellent of the upcoming 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The company donating 115,000 units of off, which the Rio Organizing Committee will provide to the athletes, the volunteers, staff, and media at the Games next month as it sees fit, amid ongoing concerns about the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Zika, of course, known to cause severe birth defects, and international health officials have advised pregnant women to skip the Games. Seven pro golfers, including Jason Day and Rory McIlroy, have cited the virus in declining to take part. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.